You see this here, this is the microwave, this is what I use for heating up my my Rustlers, my Feasters burgers and all that kind of stuff.
Do you eat healthy food?
Oh yeah, of course I eat healthy food.
Like what?
Like pizza and that kind of stuff, you know? Get like one with peppers on sometimes as well, get my vegetables and that, so. Proper good palate.
Do you think people in Sheffield eat well?
Well, tremendously, you should see, you walk around town and there's no end of fat people, so they must be eating alright, mustn't they?
Hello dear listener, Ian Lee here. You're listening to episode 4 of the Pocket Radio Show. And we seem to be going from strength to strength. Thank you to everyone who has been downloading it. The figures are going up and up and up. And lots of people as well have been supporting the show and throwing the odd shekel into the metaphorical electronical hat I've been passing around. Much appreciated, genuinely very humbling. If you want to do that, go to PayPal, and it's ian@ianlee.com. We've also got some new advertisers on the show, which is wonderful, and thank you very much for having a go. As always, the marvellous balconyshirts.co.uk. Don't forget, if you listen to the advert, there is 20% off. If you listen to the advert during this show. Also, there's a fantastic new band who I love the sound of. They're called The British IBM. You can go to www.thebritishibm.com. They're all kind of slightly retro and old computery and stuff. Go and have a look at their website. They've got a new album coming out. It's well worth a listen. Packed show. Your phone calls, as always. Your audio booze. Barry from Watford. Yeah. Someone sent me an email saying, Ian, Barry from Watford's a double-edged sword. which I would agree, I think is absolutely true. And also, we've got an interview that I did with Davy Jones, who passed away, of course, a couple of weeks ago at the time of recording this. An interview I recorded with him for Absolute Radio that went out, I think, on the 14th of December 2008. And a big thank you to Absolute Radio for letting me use this. A lot of people say, oh, you should put out some of the old calls and old interviews you've done on LBC and Absolute Radio. I'm not allowed to. Copyright. They all own the copyright, and they wouldn't be particularly keen if I just kept nicking it. But I sought permission, and Mr. Grace gave me permission. So thank you very much, Absolute. It's much appreciated. So that's a short interview. If I remember correctly, we didn't have much time with him, and it was quite hard work because Davy Jones was a salesman, and he kept drawing the conversation back to his new Christmas record, and good for him for doing so. But we did get a couple of questions about Head and the other Monkees. It's mixed terribly. The music is way too loud in it, so I apologise, but I thought I'd include it as an historical document. Hopefully, next week, Karen Brady and Nick, whose last name I've forgotten, Nick Hewer, of course, from The Apprentice, will be on the show. I interviewed them today, but for a significant part of the very, very short interview, my Marantz recorder was not working, so I'm stood there with a microphone pretending to record them whilst desperately fiddling with the recording. Anyway, that's all for next week. I'll shut up and you can enjoy the show.
We're balconyshirts.co.uk. Put a little spunk in your wardrobe today. T-shirts, hoodies, wallets, watches and more. We're your ironic retro online superstore.
Balconyshirts.co.uk. For 20% off everything, use promo code POCKETRADIO.
Hello, Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hello, it's Nick.
Hello, Nick. What can I do for you, Nick?
My friend just told me you're on the radio, so I thought I'd give you a call. What's going on?
Well, we're on sort of like the fake internet radio. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
What don't you get, Nick?
Well, how do I listen to it?
Well, you don't. Imagine that. Imagine a radio. This is what I'm going to do: a radio show that no one listens to.
Right.
Imagine that. Wouldn't that be an awesome concept?
It is.
I know Scott Mills does that already, but He doesn't do it deliberately. Wouldn't that be a great concept? Someone making a radio show that no one listens to.
Right, well, my mate's coming round my house soon, so we'll give you another call in a bit.
I look forward to it. If it's half as good as this call, then boy, oh boy, the internet's in for a fantastic experience.
It is, especially that no one's listened to it, so it's even better.
Even better. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Line 5, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Hello, it's Sean.
Hello, Sean.
How are you? No, that's kind of weird. I've only just listened to your new Pocket Radio Pocket podcast. And thought I'd check out your the tweets just to see when the when you're recording.
Now. It seems to be developing into a Friday night. What was that?
Oh.
Is that the smoke alarm?
Right. No, it's just...
What's happened there?
I'm just cooking a curry and...
You said cooking a curry. You put some plastic in a microwave, haven't you?
No.
Ooh.
It's good.
I'll be honest, you cooking a curry is not going to be the highlight of the internet radio show, is it really? I know the internet's rubbish, but that's pretty rubbish.
How about I tell you I went to New Zealand and got married?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's the standard response there. Who did you marry?
Her name is Louise.
Ooh.
She's from New Zealand.
It just to get a New Zealand passport. Huh?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
We should have some more people on the line. Hang on, who else is on the line here with us?
It's Christian Redding.
Christian Redding.
Well, Christian Cavisham. There's another Christian Redding on the phone. I'm Chris from Cavisham.
Well, hang on a minute. So are you Chris from Cavisham or Chris from Redding?
I'm Chris from Cavisham. My friend who phones in is also Christian Redding. So.
But, and is there's a third person on the line. Who's that?
Louise?
Yeah,
I'm married to that guy.
Hello?
Yes. So, Sean, you got married.
Yes, in New Zealand. New Zealand's great. It's just like Yorkshire, but with mountains.
New Zealand's too far away. That's the problem. My family, my sister's going to move to New Zealand at some point, and I really don't want her to go. Not because I'm going to miss her. I will, but it's because I don't want to travel to New Zealand to go and see her.
Yeah, you don't drink, do you? So you can't like kind of become semi-comatose with alcohol.
I cannot become semi-comatose. I have to experience the entire flight with every second lasting a week.
Well, you know, you've got the in-flight entertainment, which, depending on, you can take a laptop and,
You can take the laptop and you can watch 2.5 hours of movies until your battery runs out.
Oh, no, you've got, a plug to power.
Do you get plugs on aeroplanes now?
Yep.
Really?
It's the future.
We're living in the future. What about that, Chris and Louise?
New Zealand's far away. I've got cousins over there. I can't be bothered to go over there.
I'm sensing, and this is directed at all of you, Louise, Chris, and indeed Sean. There's a real lackluster effort being made.
No,
right? I've got the excuse of being jet lagged. It's only been in the country for 3 days.
Don't bring your jet laggedness onto my show, for crying out loud.
No.
Oh, I just spontaneously read your tweets and realised it was 8 o'clock. And,
right, well, when I work out how to hang up, I'm going to spontaneously do it to you. there it is. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Ian, it's Glenn.
Hello, Glenn. I've got a sore throat, but we're going to stagger through this. What can I do for you this evening?
This whole thing, gigs, right?
Yeah. What do you do at gigs?
I have my arms folded and I nod my head. My girlfriend on the other hand, she's a maniac. She shakes her head around and waves her hands until her neck hurts.
Wow, really? That's some kind of... That must be embarrassing for you.
Yeah. I
used to do the thing when I was sort of 16, 17, 18 and would go to gigs. I did the thing where I would push to the front and I believe they call it slam dancing, where you just smash into people.
Yeah, it's called moshing nowadays.
Mosh, is it mosh? Yes, I've heard the word. And I would just do that.
And I also agree, people who use their phones at gigs. What's the point of taking a picture or taking a video when the band's in front of you?
Listen, if you want to take a little, if you want to take a little 20-second video, but then by all means do. But don't stand there and film the whole bloody concert. So basically what you're doing, instead of looking at the band, you're looking at the band on a tiny 3-inch screen. When they're there, in human life form.
But then again, aren't we all grateful for some of the great bootlegs over the years?
Well, a friend of mine, a guy I've never met or heard of before, edited all of the mobile phone footage he found on YouTube of the Monkees live at the Royal Albert Hall. He's made a fantastic multi-camera angle bootleg. It's incredible.
Wow, was that from the last tour?
Excuse me. Yes, it was from the last tour. And it's now an historic document. So there's something in it. But also, these people tend to end up standing right in front of me as well, which is so annoying.
Yeah, but you're a tall bloke, aren't you? So it can't be too bad.
I'm tall, but even I struggle to see over someone who's got their arms above their head holding a mobile phone.
Although, as I'm saying that,
I'm actually acting that out in my spare... Cut that out. In the luxury Soho studio I'm recording this in.
Of course. But I don't take this the wrong way, but you know, you're what, you're late 30s, so you can, I think you're at the age where you can justifiably tell a younger person, hey, stop that.
No, am I at the age where I can tell someone off?
Yeah, if you're a father and you've, you know, I think by your late 30s you can. I'm far too nervous because I'm 21, so.
I'm scared of getting the crap kicked out of me, though. That could happen. That could happen at gigs these days.
Especially those violent ones. But it wouldn't happen that, you know, wouldn't have happened at one of the Monkees gigs. It wouldn't happen that, you know, a gig that attracts an older audience.
I still go to young people's concerts. I went to see Kiss recently.
I'm not suggesting you don't.
They're a young people's band, aren't they?
Sorry?
Exactly. Listen, thank you very much for calling.
No problem.
Hang on a minute. I've got to work out how to cut you off like that.
Okay.
Line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Hi. I'm Adam.
Hello, Adam. Wow, you're sounding very boomy.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
You know. What can I do for you, Adam? Everyone this evening so far has been very, very lackluster. And I'm going to say it, a little bit rubbish. I'm hoping you can lift us out of this mud.
I'm not sure, actually. But one of your topics...
Yes.
Was...
What were the topics? Can you remember?
I can't remember. I'm reading them, though.
Okay. What were the topics? Can you read them?
Yeah, the first one, isn't everyone a bit racist?
Yes.
The second one, what do you do at gigs?
Yes, I drum. I do air drumming and drum my legs, yes.
The third one is, the world was better without mobile phones.
Oh, man alive, wasn't it? I wish everyone would just look at each other and go, right, on the count of three, we're all going to get rid of our mobile phones. It wouldn't work if some people did it. Everyone has to agree to do it. And once everyone realises that mobile phones have just made our life worse... then they'll do it. We all go, right, the count of three, we're all going to put our mobile phones in this big bucket of water. And then we do it, and the world becomes a safer, more harmonious, more loving place. Don't you think?
I'm not too sure I share that.
Why?
Are you talking about when you're, like, with people and they don't stop looking at their phone?
I'm talking about them forever. Yes, when you're with people and they don't stop looking
at their phone. That is annoying, yeah.
When I'm in the same room as my wife and she tweets me... to do something. I'm in the same room as her, and she will tweet me to go and do something instead of saying, Ian, would you go and do something? Well, first of all, why don't she go and do it herself? That's the irritant. Secondly, don't tweet me, ask me, so I can say out loud, up yours, dear Lord. So yes, there, at mealtimes, but just all the time. I don't want to get email. My phone battery died this afternoon at about 4:30 in the middle of a phone conversation, and for 30 seconds I was furious. And then I thought, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't get this charged up until about 6:00. And that hour and a half of being uncontactable, not being able to check my emails, not being able to go on Twitter or Facebook, it was wonderful.
You should have charged your phone then.
Sorry?
You should have charged it.
But it was better without it being charged.
Well, I can't agree. Anyway, I phoned in about the gig topic.
Oh, I thought, okay, I've started a conversation about the wrong. I apologise. Here we go.
So I went to gig last month.
Who did you go and see? The Kings of Leon, Ed Sheeran, the Kaiser Chiefs, was it? Madonna, someone young and trendy like that?
No, you've never heard of them.
I bet I have.
Dream Theatre.
I have heard of Dream Theatre. Yeah. Have you phoned me about Dream Theatre before, haven't you?
Oh, you remember me.
Yeah. Don't try and sneak under the radar, Adam. I remember every single caller.
I'm not going on about like the whole progressive rock.
You totally bum Dream Theatre, don't you?
I do. Yeah. But anyway, I went to their gig last month. And people were talking during it.
Oh, man, no.
I hate that.
No.
And especially when they did their like, acoustic set or it went a bit soft, all I could hear was people talking next to me.
Yeah, no, that's not... I once went... Oh, God, I sound like such an old fart. I once went to an Eagles concert with a man called Maxie Allen, who used to be James O'Brien's producer, and we got there late. We missed the first half. That was annoying enough. But then he insisted on talking to me all the way through, right? And so I would have to politely kind of... turn and give one or two word answers, and then the guy behind us after 10 minutes of this went, listen, I didn't pay 75 quid to come in here, you two muppets wittering on, shut it. And I had to pretend to be all offended, but I was thinking, fair play, mate, I you're totally right, I'd have done the same thing.
Well, I was thinking of telling these people, but I just couldn't do it. I'd give them a look though, but I didn't really do anything.
Okay, here's a question. You don't like people talking at concerts. How about singing along at concerts? What's your viewpoint on that?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah? Because some people don't like it.
It's like not over the top and I can still hear.
Some people don't like it. Again, I've been told off for singing, maybe quite enthusiastically, at concerts. And I kind of think that's part of the fun of going to a concert.
Definitely.
And I did take great pleasure. I did shut up. But then it was Arthur Lee. And then Arthur Lee did say... everybody sing along a bit later in the concert. I took great pleasure at turning to this gentleman and sort of nodding and laughing and singing very loudly in his face because the singer and instructors do so. But I think that's part of the fun of a concert is to go and sing along and enjoy yourself.
It's part of the atmosphere. And I also saw, not that it bothered me, but someone texting on their phone halfway through the concert.
Well, now, there's me saying, let's get rid of mobile phones. I've done that before. I've texted people to say where I am. I've also done the thing where I phone up someone and play them a song down the phone. That's quite nice to do, isn't it?
Not really.
Thanks very much for calling. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, mate. It's Kev.
Hello, Kev. What can I do for thee?
I'll just ring and say hello, mate. Listen to you for a long time. I just thought I'd ring up and say hello.
Bless you, brother. Well, hello to you.
Hello.
Goodbye. Line nine. Nine, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hello, this is Ridney here. I've also got producer Matt and Mr. Tony G with me.
Ridney, hello. Producer Matt, and Tony G. Now, is Tony G his real name, or is G short for something?
Gangster.
Ooh, geez. That suddenly this phone call's taken a slightly nasty turn. I'm sitting back in my seat, and I'm raising my arms where you can see them. What can I do for you, boys?
We are phoning in for one of your topics, which is what do you do at gigs? Now, being DJs and geeky types,
yes,
we thought we would answer that question.
The question is over to you, gentlemen. What do you do at gigs?
We relieve ourselves into pint glasses.
I tend to prop up the bar and do all the technical stuff.
And I play records.
Okay, let's go back a little bit. Did one of you say you relieve yourself in pint glasses?
Over to you, Tony.
Indeed. Well, if you're playing records, you can't just...
Okay, you're disc jockeys. You make records, play as a record player.
We are disc jockeys.
But so when you say relieve yourself, you mean wee-wee, don't you?
I do.
Okay, you don't mean anything else. Well, that's good to know. I haven't relieved myself in a pint glass for a long... I remember going to a Brian Wilson concert. It was back in the old days, so I was very, very drunk. And we saw some other lads who were very, very drunk, and they said in the interval, Ian, we found a free box, it's empty, come on, hang out with us. So we went and sat in the box for the second half, and one of them did a wee-wee in a pint glass. And I remember thinking, that's pretty cool. And it is cool, isn't it?
It is, well, it's necessary.
It is necessary.
But the best thing is that when, I mean, you know, if you like hanging around in a bar or a club at the end and there's someone... kind of a little bit too far gone, and they're searching for that extra drink.
Yeah. Oh no, they don't. You don't let the mind sweep your wee wee, do you?
I've seen it happen.
What's one on that?
You dirty, dirty boys. Although, to be honest, urine has some excellent nutrition.
It's got great quality. You're right.
It's really good for the skin. Some people do that, don't they? First thing in the morning is they drink their own.
Stop it. No, they do.
It's, you know, but when I say some people, I mean, of course, perverts. But they do drink their own wee-wee because they think it's... what is wee-wee?
I don't think we're qualified enough to answer such a question.
But it's got to be something.
Yeah, it's sort of what you drink during the day. Yeah, waste. Yeah,
but I don't drink wee wee. I drink tea and Coca-Cola and water and milk.
Yes, beer. But
how does that become? How does that become yellow? And smell so delicious?
I don't know. That's going to be one of nature's little riddles.
It's filtered in the way that they filter those Belgian beers, I think.
They use a drunk man's liver. Jack, yeah. Listen, lovely to hear from you.
And thank you for the voiceovers.
Thank you, Ian.
Good.
Excellent. Oh, it was you, lot, wasn't it? Of course. I do apologise. I didn't connect. Yes, I it took me 6 months to get around to doing it, and then I did it badly on an iPhone. I'll do it on here if you remind me. Send me an email, and I'll do something better for you.
Thank you very much. I was also going to say, you put the question out a couple of weeks ago about being able to play what music you want on the radio, and I know you probably weren't allowed to do that at LBC or Absolute.
I was restricted quite a bit, yes.
But we are allowed to have free rein here to play what we want, which is...
Yeah, but you play crappy dance music, yeah?
Huh?
Sorry?
We play dance music, yeah.
Okay, excellent dance music.
Well, that far.
Yes, excellent, Ian, excellent.
Chaps, I'm going to go because I've got lots of calls coming in. Thank you very much. Let's go to line three. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Hello, Ian. Can I have a prod eat?
Man alive. I've got a sore throat.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, listen, young lady. I could still beat you.
All right, bring it on.
Let me have a good old cough. Hang on, let me bring this up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to regret this. You can count us in then.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Rocky!
Even with you cheating, I beat you. Even with you cheating, you little girl, I beat you. You're listening to the Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show. And this is kind of what we do. It seems to be that we record this phone-in section on a Friday night, 8 o'clock. If you want to find out exactly when we're going to do it, follow me on Twitter, at Ian Lee, or on Facebook, facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial. And that will give you the details of when and where. I'll also post the topics on there. Although, to be honest, the topics haven't really had much influence on the show this evening, have they? Let's try... Line 6. 6, you're live on the internet. Who is this, please?
Hello, Ian.
Hello, who's this?
It's Ricardo.
Oh, for God's sake.
Ricardo. How are you doing?
It is always a pleasure to hear you.
I wish I could have that in writing.
No. But what do you want?
No, I was just wondering, with the Olympics coming up,
yes.
2012.
It's called 2012.
The lovely logo that they've got as well. Right. What do you think of that logo?
Well, if you were calling me on LBC about 18 months ago when they unveiled it, I would be bothered to give you an answer. But, yeah, you're a little bit late.
Yeah,
and we did the Olympics on the last episode of the Pocket Radio Show.
Yeah,
we got new topics now.
What is it?
Aren't we all a little bit racist? What do you do at gigs? And wouldn't the world be better without mobile phones?
Yeah.
Thanks very much for calling. Let's go to line 6. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi. It's Nikki from Dubai. How are you doing?
Nikki from Dubai. Now, suddenly, what you've done there, Nikki, by the posh voice and that location, you have lifted what has been a pretty poor first 20 minutes of the phone in. You've suddenly made it a bit classy, a little bit glamorous, and thank you for that, Nikki. What can I do for you?
Has it been quite poor so far?
It's been very poor. It's been pretty poor, yes. So, I mean, I'll only put this stuff out if I can't get anything else to fill the 45 minutes.
That's fair enough. I mean, I can't lift it, really, because, to be honest, I'm Scottish.
Who's typing? Who's typing like a madman, or have you got cats running across your keyboard?
No, I'm unlocking the front door so I can pop outside and have a little cigarette.
The Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show with Nikki's official fag break.
Yes, my official fag break. Well, I mean, it's just past midnight here, so you know it's quite late.
Yeah, it's time for a fag. Midnight. I always have a cigarette, and I don't even smoke.
But a lovely evening. So I'm just popping out the back, quick fag to you, and off to bed.
You're beautiful.
So yeah, it's all good.
I feel honoured to be part of your nightly ritual.
Well, thank you very much.
Unfortunately, Nicky, now that you're smoking, we can't hear you very well. We've lost you. Line 6. 6, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Martin from Glasgow.
Hello, Martin. We've had at least 2 Scottish people calling in this evening. Make of that what you will.
Very popular tonight, then.
Very popular, indeed. What can I do for you?
It's about the topic.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, the racist one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yes. Are you a bit racist?
I think nowadays everyone's a little bit racist because everyone seems to be offended these days.
People say, right, that they don't see colour. Right? Some people say they don't see colour. But that's not true, is it? That can't be true.
No.
You see colour. Of course you see colour. And, you know, however liberal or left of centre you are, you know, you must look at people a little bit differently. Surely you must.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I don't understand why you can't say stuff like that nowadays.
And I don't think it's particularly offensive. Whenever you see someone, right, you make assumptions immediately on what they look like. So if you see a white guy, right, you make assumptions about what you think he sounds like. What is he, gay or is he straight? What does he do for a living? All of that happens in the flash of a second. Then supposing that white guy opens his mouth and it turns out he's a French person, right? Again, within seconds of going, he's French, you're making other assumptions about him.
And you're always making judgments,
And it's the same with black people. It's the same with Oriental people. All of these things, as soon as you see them, as soon as you hear them, you start compartmentalising them, don't you? And I don't think there's anything bad about that, but that would surely imply a hint of racism. And I'm not saying. And listen, I'm not saying that everyone goes around wearing white pillowcases over their head and burning crosses. Of course they don't. There are different degrees of racism, but I would suspect that implies that we are all a little bit racist, except maybe blind people. But then they'd hear a French accent, so maybe that argument's flawed. We'll stop that argument there. But are you how racist on a scale of 1 to 10 are you?
Maybe 2.
2? You're a 2. Wow.
What about yourself?
I'd like to think I was a 1, but who knows, really?
Yeah, I mean, as you said, it's prejudgment, basically.
Well, there we go. I think we've solved the world crisis, haven't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Good lad. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for calling. Listen, man, it's good. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate this. Now, I'm going to say what everyone says, but then I'm going to qualify it with facts. I am one of your biggest fans of all time. I've not just got the Monkees Greatest Hits and all that. I've got all the Just for the Record, all your solo bits and pieces, your Davy Jones Bell solo album, your the one I think that was for Pi from before you were a monkey.
Oh, my God. I have a new one. It's called She. And I sing the Charles Aznavour song, She. And Fly Me to the Moon and The Wonderful World and Cry, Johnny Ray, and that thing Herb Albert did. You say this guy's in love with you. So I got, like, some nice stuff. And we have a Christmas song, too. That's kind of interesting.
Well, this is what we've called up to talk about, sir.
Oh, really?
It's Christmas? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it was like, it was great. I got this call from these guys in England, and, you know, they said that they, you know, would watch the Monkees when they were little boys. And said, you know, and little girls. And I said, well, what's the story? We've got a song we want you to sing on. I said, well, send me the tape, send me the lyrics, and I'll go down in the studio. And I did. I went down there, put it on. I put it on there. I sent it back to them. I did a Sinatra on it. You know what I mean? I just sang it once and sent it back.
No messing around, sir. You don't need to mess around. You've done songs millions of times. You just go in there and bang it out.
It's an interpretation, and I'm going, well, you know, Sonny, you can keep messing around with stuff. And these days, You know, you don't need a, you know, a multi-track studio. You just get in there and you're digital. That's what it's all about.
Where can the kids get this song from? I'm guessing it's, like, download on the internet or
something? Yeah, it is. You know something I've noticed lately? Yeah. I've sort of, like, go into, you know, the coffee houses and things like that, and you've got Joni Mitchell in there, and you've got Graham Nash, and you've got, like, sort of James Taylor and all these people.
Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of people are stepping around record companies and doing, you know, like, you know, you buy a Dodge pickup and you've got, like, a free Eric Clapton album in there, you know, or something.
Listen, man, I'm very angry with you, Mr. Jones. When the hell are you going to come back to your home country and do some flipping concerts?
Well, you know, I've tried a couple of times and it just hasn't worked out. I would love to, and, you know, I play, if you look at my davyjones.net webpage, I do dates all the time. I just did two dates recently with the San Diego Symphony.
Yeah.
I'm with the
Louisville, I bet that sounded
next
good.
Year, and the Louisville Symphony. Well, to hear I'm a Believer in Clarksville with a 70-piece orchestra.
Fantastic, man. Well, there you go. Fantastic.
Imagine that. It's a bit twee sometimes.
Yeah.
Very pantomime, you know, very Empire of Liverpool, but, you know, what can you do? I mean, I have no bones about that at all, you know. I mean, I was just asked, you know, my favourite people, and I've got Arthur Askey down there, I've got Norman Wisdom down there, I've got, like, sort of, you know, so Bob Monkhouse and people like that.
Yeah.
You know, Bob Monkhouse, I use his line all the time. I say, they all laughed at school when I said I was going to be a comedian. Well, they're not laughing now.
They're not laughing now.
So that works, you know. It's plagiarism is one of the best forms of a compliment.
To mention the band that you were in, or are you sick to death of hearing about?
Oh, the Monkees?
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Are you sure?
Those guys are unbelievable. I mean, no, we're in touch, we talk, you know. I mean, Nicky's really gung-hoing all the time. He's always working.
Yeah.
You're always seeing him at some premiere or some place, or the Directors Guild or somewhere else. And Peter Talk has an amazing band called Shoe Suede Blues.
Peter's been over here a couple of times to the
UK.
Yeah,
he's kind of like quiet. He does quiet, low-key stuff, you know. But he's an amazing musician. He plays about six or seven different instruments. And always very supportive towards me, even though I'm not a great player. You know, I'm perfect pitch and I can keep a beat, and that's the thing that he admired about it. Mike Nesmith, obviously, he's a little aloof, a little strange in a way, but at the same time, very talented. Yeah. He had some nice hits, if you remember Rio and Joanne,
yeah,
and
of course,
a number of other songs that were quite classic and memorable. He wrote the first hit for Linda Ronstadt, Different Drum,
yeah.
And so, you know, time goes by and things go on, but this Christmas song was, as I say, something that I thought, why not? I do have a Christmas album that I've had for a number of years, produced by Chip Douglas, who did Daydream Believer.
Of course.
And it's just a little, you know, fun thing. It's a connection, a little... It doesn't have to go to the top of the charts to be something that's satisfying. Another pleasant valley sun.
Was there a 40th anniversary screening of Head recently in LA?
Yes, there was, and I was at it. It was wonderful.
I very nearly bought a ticket and came over. How did that go?
Well, it was nice, you know. The theatre was full, 2,000 people. I got up and told a couple of stupid jokes, and I made people laugh. And I was with Tommy Boyce and Chip Douglas, and I was with a couple of people that were in that movie. It was a baffling movie to me.
Yeah.
It was interesting. It gets more interesting when I see it now than it did at the time. But
can I run a quote past you, and you tell me yes or no if this is apocryphal? Davy Jones, in regards to the movie Head, what a load of bollocks.
What a load of bollocks.
Is that true you said that?
What a load of bollocks. You know? I mean,
I love it.
And now I look at it and, you know, yeah. I'll tell you, if you watch it carefully and you register Mickey Dolenz in that, man, the guy can act. He's, you know, circus boy.
Oh,
he did a lot of other stuff. There's a couple of scenes where I kind of shine and it's
like... Don't you do yourself down. I'll have a glass of cold gravy with a hair in it, please. Fantastic.
Yes, well,
the scene with Sonny Liston, fantastic.
I mean, it was great fun to do. And it was, it's a shame that, you know, that was like the topper and the closer, but
yeah.
Could have been more. Well, who knows? I mean, we should have done things like Ghostbusters and things like that. Those are the movies we should have made, but should have, could have, forget it.
But listen, so I'm going to let you go, but just to say, one of my favourite Monkey songs of all time is It's Not Too Late on the Just Us album.
Oh, really?
Oh,
it's funny, Nesmith said when we were recording it, not to be negative, he says, it's not too late to turn the ship around, to sail into the wind. You don't want to sail into the wind, he said. You sail away from the wind.
That's a very good point.
I said, whatever.
There we go.
Well, I said, you've obviously never been in the English Channel.
That's what it's all about. Hey, listen, man, I'm not blowing smoke up your backside. It is an absolute honour to speak to you. You are a pop legend. And if you ever come over to the UK, man, you've got to come in one night and have a chat with us.
No problem. Love to. Love to have a chat and love to mess about and have a talk and make people laugh.
Davey, give us the website one more time, just so that everyone
can go. DaveyJones.net.
Yep.
And you'll see all that. As soon as you pump it on there, you're going to get a Christmas song in your face. So,
fantastic.
You know, you've had it with that.
Thank you so much for your time, Davey. I really appreciate it.
All right. Say hi to everybody. Merry Christmas, everybody.
And you, man. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. Let us go to line 9. 9, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Mr. Fuzzy. Is this the 187th podcast in the podcast chart?
Oh, I'm not sunk down to 187, have I?
Yeah, unfortunately. We've got to get you back up.
187?
Yeah.
Oh, that's worse than Ian Collins.
I don't know who Ian Collins is.
Nah, so maybe it's better. 187? I was first a couple of weeks ago.
Don't blame me, it's not my fault, I'm downloading.
Listen, you're the messenger, and I believe the saying is shoot the messenger. Look, I'm actually going to look at it and see if you're...
What can I do to get the numbers up?
You can get the whole world... Because the iTunes charts is based on subscriptions, so you need to get like loads of people to subscribe and stuff.
I can't do that.
Well, I don't know how you're going to do that, that's your problem.
Hang on a minute. I can write it on the back of the van.
Hang on a minute. If I find out that I'm not 187, right, I'm
going to... I'm looking at it now. Ian Lee, Pocket, 187.
Right, I'm number 10 in the comedy charts. You're banned for life. I'm number 25. You're banned for life.
Huh?
Let's go to this. Line 6. 6, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
My name's Larry, and I'm calling from Hatfield.
Hello, Larry. You sound scared. Are you wanted by the police or something?
No, just I've got some great audio equipment available. All I need from you, Governor, is the name and address of your studio in Soho to drop it off at.
Yes. Well,
and I can do that for you. And the address
the address is 6... Hang on a minute. Is that Gatford?
No, who?
Gatford's my favourite caller, and I've got £1,000 to give him. So are you sure you're not Gatford? Because I've got £1,000 to give to...
Hold on, there's someone tapping me on the shoulder who wants to talk to you. Ian, hi, it's Gatford, how you doing?
Absolute knob.
Hello?
Ah, hello, Ian, it's Nicky from Dubai again.
Good evening!
Good evening!
How are you going on, mate? You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. How you doing? Is this Rob?
Yeah. I'm good, mate. I'll finally let you decide what I'll call in about this week.
What are you going to call in about? I was listening to you today, actually. I was listening to an old, I don't know if I can say, but an old Virgin podcast today with my missus. And it was when you did the, I'm going to sneeze. I got to do, bush pineapple, shake the tree. Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, it was very good.
Thanks, man. Hi,
Ian. That's quite all right. I don't know, what are you going to speak about tonight?
Well, I've been playing two things this week. I've been playing SSX, which I can give a review of.
Right, okay.
Or I've been playing with myself, and I could give a review of that.
Well, hi, Rob. That's going to be a better review, to be honest, if you're going to speak about, you know, playing with yourself. That's got to be a better review.
Well, I got it in the end, and it didn't look like much to begin with, I'll be honest.
I think we'll end that conversation there is probably the best way around it. Let's go to line 7. Line 7, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Hello, how are you doing, Ian?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing? You're right?
I'm not bad, mate. It's nice to chat to you.
It's like I can see you. You can't see me, can you?
I can't see you, no.
Excellent, good.
No,
I can't. That's the way it should be. What have you got in your hand? What are you drinking?
Red wine.
Beautiful.
Super. I've just come back from the hospital. My first child was born.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much, sir. So I just thought I'd pop in and say hello as
sex.
I'm home alone. Sorry?
Sex?
No, I'm all right. Cheers.
Yay!
A girl called Poppy Grace.
There we go. Fantastic. And everyone healthy and safe and well?
Yeah. Mother's having a few more tests, but they're not overly worried, no, so it's all good.
See your child pass through your wife's vagina?
I did. I saw
it's
it.
Mad,
in absolute detail.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. No one can prepare you for that. It's weird.
Oh my god, the way it sort of half comes and then goes back and it's sort of bit by bit, it's crazy.
The very first bit of the head that pops out. Right, be honest. Right? Oh. That's it's horrible though, isn't it? It looks horrible.
It kind of looks like the chest bursting scene.
Yeah,
it does.
It's horrible. And when it pops out and there's a baby, you go, oh, that's wicked. But that very first little bit, when that first like half an inch pops out, you go, oh my god, I am never going up there again.
Well, what was a little bit worse, although hopefully Kate won't listen to this, but afterwards they sort of had to do a little bit of stitching and whatnot.
Yes.
And they were quite crowded around her, and I had the baby in my arms, and the only place to sit down, because I was knackered, were these chairs. They were looking straight at
you. Standing up for a few hours and holding your wife's hand is hard work. It's exhausting work.
It is. Oh, God, yeah. And she was very understanding. You know, I made sure that I told her quite how tired I was.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. And I sat down on this chair, and the only chair in the room that I could sit down on was facing the stitches being done.
Ooh,
so I sort of saw that in glorious technicolor.
Did they do, is it an episiostomy where they cut the vagina?
No, they didn't have to cut anything. They just put an injection in there.
Ooh,
which, you know, I don't want to be crude on your show, but you can only sort of think it must be as sensitive as the end of ours.
Yes.
Just the thought of that makes me cry.
Yeah.
And so I got to watch that as they
beautiful.
Stitched her up,
that's
and
love.
I couldn't not see.
That's love.
I don't know. Tell me about it. It's great, though. It's brilliant.
Oh, it's the best. And you're about to have... Is it your first kid, you said?
Yeah, it's our first, yeah.
You are about to go on the most exhausting, exciting, hilarious adventure you can. They're the most fun, man. The most fun.
Yeah, it's just sort of half sinking in, really. You know, it takes a bit of time to get your head around that. You know, the excitement of having a baby, it's great for today and probably tomorrow, but to think that this is actually going to last my whole life.
Are they coming home tomorrow?
Hopefully, we were hoping to come home today, but weren't able to. They're hoping it's just she's got a few blood tests to have.
Yeah.
Kate has the baby's absolutely fine. Yep. It's just my missus has got a few tests to
She'll
run.
Be right.
And if they're all clear,
yeah.
If they're all clear, we should be home tomorrow.
Well, listen, may I suggest tonight you get completely rat-arsed and play Xbox or PlayStation, because it'll be the last night for about the next 20 years you'll be able to do both of those things.
Yeah, I think it's FIFA and red wine all the way tonight.
Get on it. Hey, listen, man, congratulations. That's the best news. Thank you very much for calling and sharing that.
No problem. Lovely to chat to you, Ian.
See you later,
have a
mate.
Good rest of your night, mate.
Enjoy your daughter. Man alive. I used to be very cynical about these kind of things, but having a kid, it really is. It doesn't get any better than that. It's the most amazing thing. How exciting. But seeing it pass through is disturbing, isn't it? Chaps, I think we can say that. It's pretty gross for a while, and yeah, it's very weird. Line 5, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
It's Alan from a landmark. Do you want to play the landmark game?
Yeah, go on, why not?
Okay, I'm going to step near a famous landmark,
okay.
And you have to guess what it is for a couple of points.
Okay. Are you
ready?
Next to it now?
I'm going to step now.
The Tower of London?
No.
Oh, Is it in London?
No.
Is it in England?
No.
Is it a pyramid?
No.
Is it the Statue of Liberty?
It's wet.
It's wet. Is it? It's wet. Is it going to be
something? It falls down.
It's what?
It falls down.
It's pulled down.
Please.
Is it going to be something vulgar?
No.
Okay, good. Is it Atlantis?
I'm going to step away from it now. Okay.
Okay. Was it? Is it the Titanic?
It was Niagara Falls, Ian.
Oh,
man. Up next week.
Thanks very much for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, man, he totally had me with the Niagara Falls thing. Let's try line 7. 7, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please? Hello?
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 Hello? There we go. That didn't work quite as well as we were hoping it would work. That landmark game was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Hello, line 5, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
It's Alex.
Alex, what can I do for you?
I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
Well, you're speaking to me now. And boy, doesn't it feel good?
To be on a radio?
Well, to be speaking to me generally.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's great as well.
Okay.
As well as being on the radio.
Well, you, in other words, you mean being on the radio.
Yeah, it's all about the fame.
Yeah, but it's not real radio, it's internet radio, and that don't count.
Oh, doesn't it?
But still, you know, this will get many, many millions of downloads.
Oh, wow.
So
yes.
Better make it good. Try not to come across like the knob you've been coming across for the last 40 seconds, if at all possible.
Really?
Let's go to line 12. 12, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Oh, hi, is that Ian?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ian. I'm calling about one of your topics.
Yes.
Isn't everyone a little bit racist?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Ryan.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes, Ryan.
I was watching, what's the Gypsy Wedding programme?
Big Fat Gypsy Wedding programme.
Yeah. And there was a 13-year-old girl talking on that.
Yeah.
And she was saying, when you say horrible things about us being gypsies, that is like me saying the N-word.
Yeah.
She didn't say the N-word. She actually said the N-word.
Okay. And well, hang on. Did she say the N-word or did she say the N-word?
She actually said the N-word, but I don't want to say the N-word.
Oh, she said the N-word. I thought
she said
the
N-word.
Right, yes, okay.
A 13-year-old girl saying the N-word, I chuckled a little bit. make me racist?
A 13-year-old girl chuckling at... No, hang on, you're not a 13-year-old girl. Grown man chuckling at a 13-year-old gypsy girl saying the N-word, does that make you racist?
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes you racist. The N-word's a strange one.
They should do away with the N-word and replace it with the N-word. It takes all the power away from it.
I think the people saying the N-word is perhaps more effective than actually saying the N-word. You know, I think...
I'm confused. Which side are you saying?
I've got no idea now. Let's try line 12. 12, you're live on the internet. Who's calling?
My name is Lee.
Good evening, Lee. What can I do for thee?
I just thought I'd call in. What are the topics?
wouldn't the world be a much better place, Lee, if at the count of three we all got rid of our mobile phones?
Yes, I absolutely think that we would.
My phone battery died this afternoon, and when I was out and about, and I was annoyed, and then I was very relieved, and I went and had a toasted sandwich and a coffee in a cafe, and no one could contact me, no one could phone me, I couldn't tell anybody where I was, I couldn't receive any emails, I couldn't check Twitter or Facebook. It felt freeingly.
It's great, isn't it? I went away last weekend, and the only signal I could get was emergency calls.
Yeah.
And obviously, I didn't need an emergency, so that was quite good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I don't like being reached and reachable all the time. I want to get...
No.
But the thing is, you couldn't just get rid of your mobile phone. I couldn't just get rid of my mobile phone. We'd all have to agree to do it at the same time.
Why?
So that it would work. If only half the people did it, it wouldn't work. Everybody would have to go, do you know what? We don't want this lifestyle anymore. We're getting rid of all of them. Let's go back 15 years when people didn't really have mobile phones and people had to leave notes and you'd arrange to meet someone and then you'd turn up there and you'd give them 25 minutes and if they hadn't turned up, you would go.
That's right. Hey, I was on the train half from work yesterday, and there was this guy who was showing off a little bit, but he was playing the guitar and singing on the train, and he was like, he's wanting everyone to look and listen to him, but no one cared because they're all just looking on their phones.
Was he did he then like pass a hat afterwards to try and get some money?
No, he just raised the volume. He just kept going louder.
What, he was just,
and then started.
He didn't want any money for it. He was just doing it.
Yeah, just showing off.
What did he?
I think it was Samoan. I didn't like it. I kept tutting.
Loads of people can play the guitar. It's nothing special.
No, and then some school kids started bagging him.
Well, we don't approve of bag. Actually, I don't know what bagging is. Let me ask the next caller what bagging is. Line 5, what does bagging mean?
Baggy, it sort of means, you know, when there's a lot of looseness to something.
No, bagging. I just had a caller called Lee, and he said there was a man playing guitar on a train, and then some kids bagged him.
Probably popped him in a bag and threw him outside the train.
Jeez, I was laughing. I didn't realise it was so hideous. That's awful. He could have been killed.
That's horrible, isn't it?
It's awful. Anyway, what can I do for you?
I'm just trying to say, brilliant, brilliant show thus far. Keep it up. I'm loving it.
But?
I'm calling you from outside an ice rink, which is exciting. Can you just refresh my information of the topics so I can,
Everyone is a little bit racist.
Say it again?
Everyone is a little bit racist.
Everyone's a little bit racist. Everyone is. I'm not especially racist, but why? Who do you dislike?
It's not necessarily disliking anyone. It's the fact that when I see or hear people, we all make assumptions because that's what we're programmed to do. We're programmed to make assumptions. And that's a little bit racist in the kind of assumptions that we make, surely, isn't it?
And I think that's a positive thing, yeah.
Wow, you're putting forward the argument for racism is a positive thing.
No, not racism. I mean, I'm Jewish, and if someone says anything to me, well, I just laugh it off because I can get over it. But
Being Jewish a race, or is it a religious thing?
It's religious, and there's no such thing as religionist. The official term would be anti-Semitic if someone was going to be, you know, rude about it. But it does come under the racist branch.
Now, here's the thing. Why is there like a term for anti-Semitic, but there's not a term for anti-Christian or anything? Is there? Is there? Or have I just said it?
There's got to be something. I mean, I am the most liberal Jew of them all. I eat bacon. Sorry, everyone.
Bacon. Surely that's why don't Jews eat bacon?
It's a weird book. They reckon it's unclean because the pig's unclean because it rolls around in mud. As we all know, pigs are the cleanest animal.
Pigs are the cleanest animal. Also, if an animal is dirty, I believe they clean it before it's cooked and served.
Yes, I'd imagine so. I mean, that's a similar reason for the circumcision. They reckon it's cleaner. You know, you can live life with a clean penis.
Isn't that to do with? I mean, my penis is very, very clean. I clean it at least once a month. Isn't that to do with living in the desert in the olden days and getting sand up your foreskin and something? And no one would want sand under their foreskin. Trust me, I've been there once.
Have you had sand under your foreskin?
Yes, I have. You never have because you don't have a foreskin. Do you not feel that you're missing out on something?
No, I would say I prefer it, but it's very hard to make an analogy because I haven't, you know, ever had it. But I think it's brilliant.
What I need, and obviously people won't be able to respond to this now, but next week... Oh, we meant to do sexy animals this week. I forgot. Never mind. In the next show, can someone phone in a man, preferably, who had a circumcision later in life? So not when they were a child, in their 20s or 30s. And if they can let us know which is better. And that way we'll solve it.
If they didn't have anaesthetic, it would be even better.
Oy. So what do? They just pull the foreskin over the penis and chop it off?
Well, there's different ways of doing it. I mean, you can have a little sort of a ring around the penis, and it's got spikes in it. And of course, when we're babies, we're like 6 days old, no anaesthetic, nothing. No. They cut it in front of an audience. I cried when I saw my cousin's one.
No. See, this is what I without wishing to diss the entire Jewish faith stroke race, whichever it may be.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems a little bit off doing it to babies.
I agree. But then saying that could be classed as anti-Semitic. I'm not offended in the slightest.
Well,
but that being said, you are right. Everyone is a little bit racist. We all have that sort of contempt where, if that makes sense, but we do not approve of something. So I completely agree with you.
Okay, listen, it's been very interesting talking to you. Is it anti-Semitic to say that you shouldn't circumcise babies? I don't think you should circumcise babies necessarily. It seems a little cruel to me. Like, I don't think you should put earrings in babies. They're kind of similar, aren't they? Is that how it works? I don't know. But if you have had a circumcision later in life, let me, for the next episode, you can audio boo or email me or call me next week. Let me know which is better, the circumcised penis or the uncircumcised penis. And we'll do sexy animals in show 5 as well. Line 7, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Oh, how are you doing? It's Sean.
Hello, Sean.
How bad things, mate. I've got a topic for you.
Yeah, go on.
Japanese train stuffers. It's not a DVD from Toho, by the way.
Okay, Japanese train... I've seen the Japanese train stuffers, but explain what they do.
Well, there's four of them by a door during rush hour, and their job solely is to just push people into the train. And they really stuff these people in. Have you seen it on YouTube?
I've seen it on YouTube, which makes me think maybe I've seen it in real life, but perhaps I haven't. I wonder if they do actually exist, though.
Oh, yeah, it's true, yeah. But I'm going to Japan in May.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'm not going to experience it, because I'm going to be touching down during rush hours and just going to hang about. But it just looks really unsafe as well.
But Sean, calm down.
Yeah.
Just because you've seen it on YouTube, it doesn't mean it's necessarily real, okay?
Okay.
I've seen things on YouTube that are not real.
Like what?
Well, actually, I can't think of any. Everything I've seen on YouTube is real.
You've just drawn a blank. Yeah, it is true. The never-ending story, that was true as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh, well, it, apart from the fact it ended. Line nine, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
I mean, once I got to grips with it, Ian, I'm at it three and four times a day now.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Line 11, you're live on the internet. Who's calling?
Hello, it's Nick again.
Hello, Nick again.
How you doing?
It's Ross as well.
Yeah, I'm referencing
it. Hello, Ross.
Oh, you sound disappointed to, speak to me. What is this?
I'm a little bit disappointed, Ross. I thought it was just me and Nick speaking. I didn't realise you were going to muscle your way into this conversation. But if you're here, you know, feel free to chip in if you've got something important to say.
Well, no, this is vitally important, yeah? But I was just wondering, what would you rather be, lanky or ginger?
Well, I am lanky.
Yeah, so you know how it feels.
I know how the lanky feels. Russ, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you circumcised?
How did you know this, Ian? Have you been watching me in the shower?
Well, no. At what age were you circumcised?
I was circumcised at age 4, I believe.
4? That's quite late, isn't it? Was it for religious reasons or for health reasons, or what was the thing? If you don't mind me asking.
It's fine. It was for health reasons. It's quite weird that you just knew I was circumcised. Can you tell?
Well, I didn't know. We've just been talking about it a lot, but your voice kind of gives away as though you've lost something.
Have I got the circumcised edge to my voice?
That was a little bit too young. I'm really looking for someone in their 20s or 30s who was circumcised, because I want to find out which is best, uncircumcised or circumcised.
I've heard circumcised makes it look bigger. But
I don't need to make you look bigger. Maybe a lady can call in and tell us from a lady's perspective which is best. But also, I want to know from a man's perspective which is the best. I don't want to get too lavatorial. I'd rather be lanky than ginger. Although I was called Crazy Legs Crane at school by a guy called Brian Webb. Thanks a lot, Brian.
But Ian, what would you suggest for someone who's both lanky and ginger and circumcised?
Wow, I would say... It's going to be pretty tough. Pretty, pretty tough. Line 5, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
It's Bevy from Watford.
It's who, sorry?
Bevy from Watford. Don't play silly devils. You remember me.
I do remember you. What do you want?
What are you talking about? Anything?
Yes. Yes, quite a few things. We're talking about, isn't everybody a little bit racist? And you are, because it was natural in your generation to hate people that were a little bit different to you, wasn't it?
There was a war on.
Of course.
Not against the Pakistanis, admittedly, but against the Jerrys.
Yes.
The French were fighting, should have been.
Yeah, well.
The Spaniards.
I don't know, who were we fighting the Spaniards? Probably, yes, they were fascists, weren't they, yes. The Italians?
Of course they were. The what?
The Italians. Okay. We're probably best to move on.
I'm still
talking.
Speaking.
Yes, it's my turn to do that.
So,
Yes. What the next topic is, wouldn't the world be better if everybody got rid of their mobile phones?
Well, we wouldn't be having... There was a motorbike next to me. We wouldn't be having this hilarious conversation now if there wasn't, because I'm in a taxi.
Oh.
We went out for dinner in Hertfordshire tonight. I've had a lovely meal in the Bushy area, which is not a euphemism for anything.
Right.
I've literally had a meal in Bushy, Hertfordshire, at the India Garden.
Fantastic.
I just had half a tandoori chicken.
You don't actually have to go through the entire... menu as I
that's all I had.
All of this out. Line three, you're through to Barry from Watford.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Yes, move it on a bit.
Sorry.
How am I?
How do you play Barry versus Gary?
I'd like to play it now.
Do you want a game of Barry versus Gary? What's your name, caller?
Sam.
Sam, okay. Well, Barry, do you want to go first?
Yeah. Okie doke. Here we go.
Here we go. Barry versus Gary.
I don't know how to play.
Okay, well, let's see if you pick it up.
Don't give me that. There's a hustler. Don't know how to play. Here we go. Green.
Red.
Ooh, he says he's never played before, but yeah, he comes in with
that. Yeah, he knows how to do it.
Cheeky.
Because I was green, red. Hold on. Don't put the timer on me.
I will have to hurry you up.
Chisholm.
He's saying Chisholm.
Chisholm.
As in Scott Chisholm.
George Chisholm.
Scott Chisholm.
Chiswick.
Where did that come from? That's brilliant.
Blazer.
Cravat.
Is that correct, Ian? I challenge that.
Are you challenging cravat?
Yes, I
can
am.
Can I ask on what grounds you're challenging cravat, please, Barry?
The reason is it the English spelling or the French?
English or French spelling, Sam?
English.
Exactly. It was the English spelling. I'm afraid,
yes,
Barry,
exactly.
You totally. It's 10. It's 10-0 to Sam. Sam, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, Sam,
I actually lied. I am actually the champion of Hampshire.
Yeah, I thought you were.
Oh, you sneaky.
Good job with him putting in money on it.
Sneaky little sausage. Hang on a second. Line five, you're through to Barry from Watford.
Hi. I've called to speak to Barry.
I want to have
a word with you about the show at the 100 Club.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. Will you be coming 15th? Of March.
I'm afraid I've cut him off. I'm sorry about that. That means we can't carry on. We can't carry on.
Cheeky monkey, I'm doing a gig.
Line six, you're through to Barry from Watford.
I believe I just got cut off. Was I cut off purpose?
Yes, you were.
Yeah, he wanted to talk about the gig. What do you want to ask?
Line nine, you're through to Barry from Watford.
Hello, Barry. How are you?
Oh, not so dusty. What do you want?
Don't be arsing with him, Barry. He's called up to talk to you.
Do you want to talk about my gig?
No, I don't want to talk about your dick. I just want to talk about your tinkle.
Oh, my tinkle's been out in this lovely weather since it's got a bit warmer, milder. A tinkle goes out on the green.
How's Margaret doing?
As Margaret, she is absolutely glorious. And let me tell you, the sex is wonderful. Oh, God, you know, a lot of people think that when you get past a certain age, you don't do it no more, but she is like a banshee. She ties me up.
Right, Barry, we have young people listening to this. I can't allow this conversation.
No, sorry, don't cut that.
We're
going for a bit of role play.
No, all right, Barry,
she dresses as a nurse and turns up, takes my temperature, and then helps me to the toilet. Right. It's not very sexy, but it's
thank you very much for calling, Barry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Terrible.
There you go, kids. That's your lot. That's episode 4. Hope you enjoyed it. There will be 12 episodes in this series. Then we'll take a short break and then we'll see what happens. Don't forget, follow me on Twitter at Ian Lee. Join my Facebook page, facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial. There's going to be a YouTube channel and I'm going to film some stuff actually with balcony shirts. And if you've got any suggestions of stuff you'd like me to do, then do email me, ian@IanLee.com. We finish, as always, with your audio boos. Keep them coming. A little bit quiet last week, so come on. I can't do this thing without you, you know. audioboo.fm/Ian Lee. Thank you again for listening. Do leave nice comments about me on iTunes if you want. And shame on those naughty people who left rude comments. Oh, and thanks to Lady Alex as well for sorting this out and sprinkling some magic internet dust on it. Until episode 5, ta-ta.
Here comes Vinny. G'day, Graham. How you going?
Not too bad, mate. You keeping well?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Here we go. Question one. Which Australian gymnast won Commonwealth Games gold in 1990 and again in 1994 for his performance on the pommel horse?
Oh, it's tough.
Jackie Shroff is a bad man.
Okay, well, welcome to the bonus part of episode 4, and someone's calling in already. Let's go to line 2. Line 2, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Mine's Gareth, and how are you doing?
I'm fine, Gareth. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just, I don't know if you can see, I'm feeding me little one. There he is.
Oh, hang on a second, I can't see it, because I'm dicking around with the computer. Oh, there we go, lovely. Look,
there he is, feeding the baby.
Look, I'm gonna show you me. Look, this is me.
Oh, right, is that your luxury studio? You're in there.
This is the bonus material. The bonus material I do at home. I don't disturb the luxury Soho recording studio.
Oh, I see. With that. Very good. How's it all coming along? The old the pocket radio show extras.
It's all right. I sort of got into it. I've done four. This is episode 4. Episode 12 is done. I've done 1, 2, 3. I've been a bit lazy, to be honest. I've been a little bit lazy, and I need to get back into it because I want to get them out at the start of July. So I shall crack on with them. This is me cracking on with them. This is bonus footage, bonus audio that people are going to be listening to.
All right, well, I best do something good, otherwise it won't make it, will it?
That's a very bare room you're in.
We moved in a couple of months ago. This is my kitchen. That's just the back wall with nothing on it.
Right. My room's quite bare as well, look. But if you look here are all my CDs, so that's not quite
excellent. Fair.
CD, compact discs. Do you remember those?
There's the kitchen.
So suddenly you're not in bare rooms. Never believe anything you see on the internet.
Or you read in the papers.
Never believe any of that nonsense.
Yeah. Did you get I sent you a tweet the other week with a. Did you see it at a dodgy film cover?
Now, what was that? Remind me.
They were selling this in Tesco's. Ozombie.
Do you know what? I've not been on Twitter properly for ages. I don't really.
Oh, it's a picture. There's a film out. It's called Oh Zombie.
Yeah.
And it's about Osama bin Laden coming back from the dead as a zombie.
Really? And they were selling this at Tesco's?
They sell it at Tesco's, yeah. It's called Oh Zombie. It says, bin Laden will die again. That was the tagline.
I'm Googling this, man.
There's my daughter just come down to say hello.
Hello, daughter. Hello.
Say hello to him. Yeah.
Hello.
wall.
You bumped your head on your board.
Well, you kissed my head on my wall.
Oh, no. She bumped her head on her wall.
You have to kiss it.
She's actually meant to be in bed. She's come downstairs.
My boys are in bed. Fast asleep. Yeah. Kiss it better, Daddy. Come on.
Your boys are in bed. Maybe. Are you going to have to say hello? No. All right.
Bored.
There we go, yeah.
What's this film called?
Do we have many regulars calling tonight?
No, I've literally, you're the first person. What's this film called? Oh, what?
Oh, Zombie.
Man, I'm IMDBing it. Because I'm kind of pottering around on the computer and, it's not on IMDB. That's,
I can retweet you the picture.
Retweet me the picture, because I want a piece of that pie.
Yeah.
I want a piece of that pie.
I will send it to you in a few minutes.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Anything else, sir?
I can't believe it.
Anything else before I let you disappear and go and look after your daughter, you bad parent?
No, that was it. I just thought I'd Skype you, find out what the score was, and see. Are you doing a series two of Pocket Radio Show?
I don't know. I might have a job that would stop me doing a Pocket Radio Show.
Ah.
That's all I can say.
Is this you going all serious, is it?
It might be. I don't know. There's a couple of things happening, or might be happening. And if one of these things happened, then the Pocket Radio Show would possibly be put on hold for a little bit. But only for a little bit, because I'm loving it. And it's had, you know, it's had over 500,000 downloads and stuff, so it's good. I need a job, innit?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it's been cracking.
I'm glad you enjoy it, man. It's very, very kind. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Just don't become John Gaunt if you go all serious.
I'm not going to become a right-wing obnoxious pig. Don't think like that for a second.
That's fine then. Oh, look, my wife's just coming through the door as well now. They're all here.
Everybody's coming, look.
Jackie?
Now, see, Jackie is the misleading picture you have up on your Skype.
Ah, see, yeah, that's profile. My wife. I use that Skype.
I think, oh, there's a hot lady calling me, and it's just some bearded bloke.
Some ugly bloke with a beard, yeah.
I didn't say ugly.
Yeah, but she's phoned you before. Jackie's phoned you before. I was on a stag do when I phoned you.
Oh, you...
phoned you when I was... Yeah.
You were at the racist stag do?
Yeah, well, one of them was. I wasn't.
I'm not in any way accusing you of being a racist, sir. If I remember correctly, you did the decent thing and walked away from the casual.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, Jackie?
Oh, hang on. I'm getting a shout.
Yeah, you got to come on.
Come on, Jackie. Say hello to me out loud.
All right. Okay, I've got to talk to some cleaning guys.
Bonus for the Pocket Radio Show.
Anyway, she's coming, right, I think.
Will do.
But, everyone on the internet is waiting on you, for God's sakes.
Yeah, there's people waiting.
Word up.
Say hello.
Word up. Word up, you silly moo. What are you talking about?
Do people not say that anymore?
They don't. No, because it's not 1997 anymore, love. So they don't say that anymore.
Aww.
Look at you. You picked her up. Can I just say, she came in crying, saying she bumped her head on her wall. He said, get out of the way. I'm on the Skype. So you win.
He's in love with you.
I know. It's weird, isn't it? It's weird. What's your name, darling? Can you tell him your name?
You're going to tell him your name? No. Her name's Isla. Oh, God, you look creepy.
I don't look creepy, do I, Isla? Do I look creepy?
Gareth, where's the volume?
Yeah, Gareth, you loser.
There you go, that's better. I can hear you now.
Oh, that makes more sense. Hello, Isla.
Why are... Say hello.
Isla, can I tell you something very important? You know you should be in bed right now. I give you permission to stay up all night long. Boom!
Nice try.
Right, I'm off to speak to more people. Lovely to see you. Ta-ta.
See you later.
Bye-bye. This is the bonus material of the Pocket Radio Show. And that was lovely, wasn't it? A little insight into the world of one of my listeners. I wonder who's going to call up next. Okay, and the rather relaxed nature of these bonus bits and pieces. We go to line three. Three, you're live on the internet. Who's calling, please?
Rudd.
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 Ian.
Yes.
I just bought a Commodore 64.
Good for you. Well done. You're in for a lot of fun.
There's a game called MUD, M-U-D, which is an online game for the Commodore 64.
Oh! Multi-user dungeon or something, isn't it?
Yeah. You wanna link up, have a little play on the MUD?
Well, I haven't got a Commodore 64.
I thought you did.
I did have one. If I have, I've got it. It's in the attic. I've got a feeling it may have got lost in the move.
Okay. The only reason I really bought it was for Zork.
Right. How do you... I'm trying to do bootleg monkey CDs while I'm talking to you. How do you connect your Commodore 64 to the internet, then?
Oh, I have no idea. Looking on Wikipedia.
Well, then in that case, you're fool. I think it's not quite as easy as you'd imagine.
Well, because it's quite old, you just have to link up to your phone line or something, presumably.
I don't know if you could do it anymore with... I don't know. Good luck. If you can work out how to do it, Rudd, then top marks. I'll give you top marks.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't care.
Come on, you've got to entertain me. I'm busy. I'm doing stuff. I'm pottering on the computer. I'm sending a Peter Talk interview from 1981. I'm writing a book, Rudd.
Are you? I'd buy it.
You wouldn't buy it, though.
I would buy it.
You wouldn't, because it's going to be really, really dull.
Wait, is it like autobiography book or like just novel book?
Nope. It's none of those. It's detailing every monkey's bootleg and live recording I could get my hands on.
I probably won't buy it then.
Suddenly, actually, you've said you'll buy it, so you are committed to buying it now.
I don't really, like... I won't say... never mind.
Never mind. Moving swiftly on.
Moving away from, you know, like, dissing the monkeys.
I don't mind. Hey, I don't mind.
So have you got no other calls?
Well, I've had a call. The thing with these bonus bits and pieces is I've kind of decided not to do it like a proper show. I'm waiting for Vinny to get back to see if he's around tonight to record some stuff, but he probably isn't. If I'm pottering around on the computer doing stuff that isn't that important, like... Oh no, that was the other day. Compiling monkeys' bootlegs and stuff like that, then I will have my Skype on, and if people want to call me up, then they're more than welcome to call me up.
But what are these for? The podcast has ended. Is this for Series 2?
No, this is for Series 1.
You said...
Extended.
I see.
I'm extending them.
I see. So have you got any topics?
No topics.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, no. That's not how it works. You should phone me up with an idea of what you wish to talk about.
I did. I decided to talk about the Commodore 64. Oh, okay. Have you got any good Commodore 64 game recommendations?
There's a game called I.O., which is a sideways scrolling shmup. And I had that. Me and my friend got obsessed with that, and we broke about 5 joysticks. So I would recommend getting hold of a copy of that.
Well, the thing is, I bought it. I bought the Commodore 64. It was like £37.
What?
I know.
You were totally ripped off, you idiot.
No, but it was 80. It came with 80 games.
Oh, so. That's brilliant.
Brilliant. So it's the Commodore 64, 80 games.
Well, it's not brilliant, actually. That's, you've still got a little bit done, but never mind.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I can, you know. But another really bad story. I was, because I was bidding on one. I was bidding on a Commodore 64, and I lost, and I got really angry, so someone came on.
Yeah.
I lost the bid, and so I know I'll buy an Atari. So I bought an Atari, and it's like £40, and I immediately regretted it. It's just like Atari with a 2600 with like 20 games or something.
I think you mean a 2600. You've got literally no idea what you're doing, have you?
I know, exactly.
You're just giving money to people.
And then the worst bit was, they were in America, and I asked them for the shipping, and it was £75 shipping, so it brought up to £115.
Jesus, why did you buy it from America, you dick?
I didn't buy it afterwards. I said, do you mind if I don't buy it? I'm like, yeah, all right. Yeah, it's okay,
that
buddy.
That went well on eBay, didn't it?
Yeah. So.
Well, on that bombshell, I'm going to cut you off.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a minute. I can't work out how to do it on here.
I'll do it.
Lovely, thank you. You did. That was a bit boring, wasn't it? Not really worth paying for, is it? The next call will be great. Sort of about there, and you're about that kind of gap.
Yes.
So I'll be talking like this, and Vinny, you're going to be talking like...
Yeah.
Okay, as useful as ever. I'm sure that'd be perfect. Okay. So what's it called? Verinda thinks.
Yeah.
We'll do a few more of those, and we'll try and see if we can come up with something else to do. What else can we talk about?
We're going to sing or something.
We'll do some singing as well. I'm trying to think what other subjects I can throw at you for Verinda Thinks. And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about Big Brother.
Yeah. If you like watching Big Brother, yeah, I can't believe you. It's like watching people at their homes. It's like, why don't you just put a video camera in your own house and watch your own family instead of watching someone else, you know, argue and things like that. Everyone who watches Big Brother seems to get addicted. I tried to watch it. I mean, there are good-looking girls in it and everything, but that's about it. I mean, there's a few arguments over something stupid. Like, I think a few weeks ago, they were arguing over, was it that's it, Rihanna, that's it. Rihanna's age, I mean, that's ridiculous. And anyone who watches that is quite mad, to tell you the truth. I don't get what's so good about it. I mean, they're just what, 10 ordinary people living together. Alright, they're all strangers, but that's about it. And somehow, once they leave, they all become massive celebs and earn lots of money. And all those people that work hard in to achieve what they want to achieve, have already achieved, don't achieve it. And I think Big Brother should be scrapped. Unlike X Factor and Pop Stars and things like that, and or Apprentice, at least those are talent shows. These are just strange, just people, outrageous people. Living in the house. Thank you.
Brilliant. And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about page 3.
Yeah, page 3. That's interesting. If I was a woman, I would be quite mad, but I'm not. So that makes me happy. But I can understand why people get angry over it. I mean, especially the page three, the parents, those women that are modelling, they must be quite angry at their children. But then again, they earn a lot of money, so they buy houses for them, so they've got nothing really to complain about. And all those women who complain about them, always blame it on men for some reason, even though those pastry girls do it on their own will. And if they've got any right to complain, they have to complain to the women, and they've got no right to complain anyway, because it's their body and they can do whatever they like with it. And, you know, but then again, there are a lot of perverts doing stuff with it. And I think a lot of women who do page 3 do feel uncomfortable about that. But I think they're probably quite warned before doing it. So it's their own fault. And I think it should carry on forever and ever, because it's the reason why men buy newspapers, most men anyway. That's it.
This is brilliant. I got loads more ideas. Okay, and now it's time for I've been calling you Verinda, haven't I?
Yeah. I think you call me Vinny as well.
Okay, well, that's fine. Either's fine. And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about Iraq.
Yeah, Iraq is a country, and there's a war happening down there. It's got a lot of oil, I think the second most in the world, and people say the war over Iraq is over oil and not terrorism, which is probably is true anyway. But I don't see why they complain, because they got oil for the petrol. All those people who marched down in London with those sticks. with it written, no war in Iraq. I mean, what's the point of that? Why have they achieved? So many people have done that, and they've achieved nothing. And at least you're getting oil by this war. Oil for your petrol, in your car, and oil for other stuff like, things. Other things. There are plenty of for your fuel for the aeroplane. Fuel. So, at least this war has benefited you. And, a lot of people die, but a lot of people died in World War One and World War Two. No one complains about that, do they? You don't see people marching down, up and down in London in front of the Houses of Parliament saying, no war in Iraq, no war in Iraq. And most of the time it's old women or old women and men and women who have no jobs, no children, no grandchildren, no nothing. They live alone in the house, got nothing better to do than to march up and down in London. Those people who are doing it are most likely to be illiterate and have no education at all, have no jobs, they're nothing. And the war in Iraq would eventually stop, so there's nothing to complain about. It's happened before, I think it happened in 1990, and it's going to happen now. So it stopped then, it's going to stop now, so stop complaining.
And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about racism.
Racism, yeah. The thing about racism is that, I don't know if it's around. I'm like Indian, yeah. I've got Indian family, but I'm born and bred in England. And I haven't really got any racist remarks thrown at me, either at school or in the street. But I don't know how it really feels like. Obviously, it must be quite bad. But I think most people use it as an excuse for getting a job. Is it because I'm Asian? And the employer gets scared, has to employ him even though he's an idiot, because he used the race card. And I think too many people use it as an excuse. There are some people who even think that even if you mention the if you some other from some person from another community even mentions your community is racism, they're that stupid. I think racism does exist, but not as much as it used to, but it's quite a bad thing. It's been used as an excuse too much these days. That's it.
I've got a couple more, then we'll do something else. Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about swearing.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of swearing. Wait, can I swear? Yeah, I can swear, yeah, but I'm a fan of swearing, but the thing is, yeah, I don't think it should be used too much. Because sometimes if you want to impress a girl or something, they might get annoyed and might dump you. So I advise all those boys, yeah, don't swear too much, especially in front of your girlfriends. But if you want to fight, yeah, outside a pub or something, yeah, swear as much as you like. Yeah, you know, call them a... That's about it, yeah, don't use too much. They might beat you up. if you use too much, unless they use it as well. And don't use racist swear words, because then that's too personal. Or don't swear at their mum, swear at them. Don't swear at their dads or their family, swear at them. Call them whatever you like, but don't swear at someone else, only them. And I swear a lot, yeah. I've been beaten up a few times because of that. And so, but if you use it properly, it's quite funny sometimes as well. You see it on TV all the time. I don't know why they bleep it. Children swear all the time anyway. So there's no point of bleeping it on TV. So all those producers and directors on the BBC, ITV, whatever, yeah, don't ever bleep out the swear words, because everyone does it. Trust me. I know. Thank you.
Do two more of these. I still write two more. Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about binge drinking.
Binge drinking. Well, there's nothing wrong with it, I think. Okay, it's, all right. It might be bad for your health, but if you want to enjoy life, you have to drink. If you want to enjoy a party, you have to have a drink. You have to get pissed, because there's no fun just staying sober, because it's quite boring. Everyone else will think you're boring. They're going to chuck you out of the house because you're not drinking, because you're being so boring.
And now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about Ian Lee.
Yeah, Ian Lee, well, yeah, he used to be on TV. He used to be on a show called The Rise. Oh, no, Rise, that's it, not The Rise. Yeah, it didn't do well. It got axed. And he used to be on a show called The 11 O'Clock Show. I think that got axed as well. And he's been on other shows like what was that show again? Oh damn, I forgot. Yeah. Anyway, he was in Celebrity Soup that got axed. I think that's finished now. So it looks like he's a walking disaster. Everything he touches turns to dust. Even he used to be in XFM. He got sacked. He's on LBC now. I think give it time. He's gonna get sacked again. And I even made a song about him. Yeah, he goes, "Who the hell is Ian Lee? Who the hell is Ian Lee? Who the hell is Ian Lee?" That's it. I bet you if I walked down the street and asked her, "Who's Ian Lee?" No one would know. People who call up their station either slag him off, or they're old women that fancy him, that haven't had any action for years, and they think the easiest one is easy, and Ian Lee is the easiest thing to get. So, who the hell is Ian Lee? That's it.